Regarding food, can I follow my bliss?
Some have argued that if they do take our advice and follow their bliss, always looking for things that feel good, that they would happily eat things that are detrimental to their health or their body weight. People do often choose food to try to fill the void when they're not feeling good. However, if you've been tending to your vibrational balance for a while, and you've learned the power of positively directing your thoughts toward an image of your body as you want it to be, then if you believe that eating a particular food is contrary to accomplishing that desire, negative emotion would come forth as guidance. It's never a good idea to pursue any action that brings forth negative emotion, because the negative emotion means there's an energy imbalance, and any action that you participate in during negative emotion will always produce negative results. Negative emotion does not occur within a person because a particular food is contrary to well-being, but because of current contradictory thoughts. Two people could eat identical diets and follow similar exercise programs and get opposite results, which means there is much more to the equation than the consumption of food and the burning of calories. Your results are always and only about your alignment of energy caused by the thoughts you think. A good rule of thumb is, get happy, then eat, but do not try to eat your way to happiness. As you come to make your emotional balance your top priority, your relationship with food will change and your impulse toward food will change. But even more important, your response to food will change. Altering behavior about food without tending to your vibration nets minimal results, while altering thought will yield great returns without the necessity of altering the behavior. And so let's say that you've decided that you want to be very slender, but you currently do not see yourself as you want to be. And your belief is, if I eat this food, I will be fat. As you have a desire to be slender, but a belief that eating this food will make you fat, you would feel negative emotion if you begin to eat the food. You might call it guilt or disappointment or anger, but whatever it is, eating the food feels bad because given the set of beliefs that you hold and given the desire that you hold, this action is not in harmony. And so, if you're following your bliss, you would find yourself feeling good about eating the things that do harmonize with your beliefs and bad about eating the things that do not. Once a desire has been established within you, it is not possible to offer behavior that you believe contradicts it without feeling negative emotion.